on this episode of American Chopper. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Holy Ricky Cutter right in half.
As the guys at OCC step up to the plate and take a swing at building a bike for Mark Burley of the Chicago White Sox.
He recently threw a perfect game. He has no idea we're building it for him right now.
Oh, just a bit outside.
Senior seems more relaxed without Junior or Mikey in his hair.
Senior's definitely a lot calmer since he doesn't have to babysit his two children.
And finally free from OCC and his father, Junior works hard to get his new company off the ground. His first project, a 10th anniversary grill designed for Coleman.
Today is my piano recital.
A liberated Mikey finds a new, calmer way to occupy his time.
And I invited my dad. I didn't really expect him to show up. But I suppose it would have been nice if he had.
No runs, no hits, no errors. It's the perfect bike for the perfect pitcher. On this episode of American Chopper.
He's back!
Cover the door.
Play it cool, it could be killer dogs. So we're out here at Mark Burley's house. Mark's a pitcher for Chicago White Sox.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
We're going inside to talk to his wife, Jamie, about getting a surprise bike built for Mark. And yeah, you know what? It turns out that I'm a huge White Sox fan because I'm from Illinois. So I'm psyched.
All right, so then do you have any ideas of kind of what kind of bike or what kind of design or?
I want to get Mark something that he would never expect in a million years. It's hard to buy something for someone that can get whatever they want. So I'm thinking that this is something that he would never do for himself and will love it. Kind of going to leave it up to you guys, your creativity, cool. But something to do with, you know, basically the perfect game is the theme, or if you want to throw a couple other things in there, something like that.
You know, what's cool about Mark is he recently threw a perfect game, making him like, I think, the 18th person in the history of Major League Baseball to ever do that. And that's like awesome. You know, no one reached first base.
I want it to be one of those things, which is exactly why I contacted you guys, that it's like every time you look at it, you find something else that's different. You kind of see different things that you didn't see the last time.
A lot of detail.
Yeah, something that no one else has out there. I'm actually really excited. It's awesome that Jason's such a big Sox fan. That helps me out even more, that I don't have to kind of like give him more ideas. I think he kind of already has it going in his head.
You probably got the biggest fan in the world right on your couch right now.
Yeah, since I was like a tiny little infant.
That helps a lot.
I was like this big.
No,
I'm telling her.
I have a stun gun just in case.
It's a little out of control.
Yeah, you know, Jason's a real White Sox fan. I mean, a real White Sox fan. You know, he's really going to want to be involved in this, and unfortunately, he's probably going to want to be involved in the fabrication also, which is kind of annoying.
So I think that's it. I think that, right? I mean, get back to the shop and start designing it.
Black is like the color, you think?
That's his favorite color for everything. If he could have black, everything, he'd be in heaven. So.
Okay. Basically, I think the main objective is to make sure that Mark's happy with the bike. And, you know, from any distance, it looks absolutely amazing and something truly custom and one of a kind. So we're going to go for a perfect bike here.
Cool. All right, good. Yeah. Good. Very nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you so much for coming.
Disappoint.
I hope not. I don't think you will.
I'll get you designed right away.
Nice to meet you, too. You.
Bye now.
What we got here is Jason's artist rendition of the bike. Front wheel here is what we're working on now. We got three spoke design. Crazy, tribal, flamey, spiky things. And then we're going to have three 3D baseballs on each side. Pretty much a full-size baseball machine with stitching and everything. They're going to be chromed and bolted onto the wheel.
You know, I'm working on some of the parts for the Burley project today. Jason was really trying to do something different with the primary cover. So what we have going is a scoreboard that has the line score from the perfect game and the word perfect is going to flash in yellow LED. Jason!
What's up?
I got a perfect primary cover. Check this out.
Let me shut the lights off, bro. All right, do it.
Yeah.
Make it flicker.
That is cool, man. That's awesome. That's what it's all about. Right.
We got the first part of the primary done where it just would light up perfect.
I want to do the numbers there, too.
I'd say we get as much light as we can pack into that thing.
After I showed Jason the perfect that we had done right off the bat, I kind of feel that we can add the line score in white LEDs rather than have Rob paint on there and get an even better feature.
Got to ride at night.
Yeah, only at night, man.
It's really cool.
So today we're starting the Mark Burley bike. Let's do this. Come on, Brutus.
Oh, jeez.
Team, come baby. Come on.
This one's for Burley. Come on.
His wife, Jamie, is surprising him with this bike. He has no idea we're building it for him right now.
Hey, you just point and I'll just grind.
Is this my box or yours?
This is mine. That's yours. Right. Two things about me. I come from the cornfields and I'm a Chicago White Sox fan. So when all this started happening and coming together, I was like totally blown away. I live and die with the White Sox.
Freaking animal.
Who took it?
Honestly, I didn't know that we were going to start the bike build today until Hyper Jason comes storming into the office there and drags me out. That's his favorite team, favorite player, so he's all psyched. He's spazzing out. I was just trying to relax. We got to take that belt drive off.
Oh, yeah, baby. I got it. Who needs an impact gun, yo?
I'll be honest with you. I love the guy, but he can't stay in one place more than 1 minute, and he drives me crazy. You know what? You got about... Your attention span is like... Are you ADD?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
We got the bike almost in a full roller. And tomorrow we start on all the cool custom accessories. And we really want to just knock this one out of the park.
All right, let's go home.
Yeah, call it a day.
What's up?
Nothing. Just looking for some fabricators.
You want me to fabricate today?
I do. You know what? We started this Mark Burley bike, and I'm just so anxious to get it built and, like, there and unveiled that I could just puke everywhere. Mike's busy working on another project. Rick's working on the last project. Senior's out sick or out doing something weird. And it's just me, and I'm looking around like, uh-oh. I got no one.
All right.
No Rick, no Mike, no Senior, no the other guy.
All right.
And the other guy. They're all gone.
Basically, he was looking like if he wanted to get anything done on the Burley bike today, it was going to be him alone. So he asked me to give him a hand.
Yeah,
why not? Let's fabricate. It's a real build that means a lot to him, and I think he just wants to get this thing going. So I'm happy to help him out.
Yo, baby.
All right, what's going? Who's on first here? Yeah, so the back fender's mounted, almost. We're working on getting the struts on there. The design of the struts are these big 3D billet pieces that kind of look like a flame lick or something. I borrowed the design feature from the wheels, put it into the struts. All right, throwing sparks. The next exciting thing I get to do is hack up that rear fender and cut that cool tail into it, that cool shapes. Usually I don't get dragged out into the shop, but seriously, this is something I want to be part of, and I'm just psyched.
There are two parties in conference, including you.
Hello.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good. Who's this, Darren?
Yep, this is Darren.
How's it going, Darren? You know, I spoke to Darren over at Coleman. Designing a grill for them has been a great experience for me. And they've been a great first client for my new company, Paul Jr. Designs.
You got the final that we submitted.
We just need to talk about the last few design details before we finalize the grill.
I got to tell you, a lot of questions have been circling around the building on this project. The biggest one right now is who gets the first one off the line. And the second question is when. So there's a ton of excitement going around the building.
Yeah, you know, it feels great to have feedback like that. You know, coming into this thing really for the first time, having my own design company, you know, you think you know, but you're not sure.
So you had some price point issues that you wanted to point out?
Yeah, you know, we love the original design. As we did our estimates, it looked like it was going to come in just a little bit too high.
You know, starting a company like this, especially a design company, in a recession is, it's risky.
With that being an extra piece, it was actually quite a bit of cost.
And I'm faced with a few challenges. One is money's tight, even for the big corporations. So Coleman has made a decision, and fortunately for me, that they were going to innovate their way out of this recession.
Although it doesn't seem like much, it's still about a 30-cent piece of extra plastic.
But, you know, overall, it is a tough time in the economy, which presents a lot more of a challenge to a startup like me. It's quite different than a company like OCC, who has a lot of name recognition out there.
I'll make the adjustments, and I'll get it out to you with all these changes, and then I guess I'll just wait to hear back from you guys on an absolute final. But,
you know, I think the next step with Coleman is that the project is at 98%. I am waiting for a final, but I think we're pretty much there.
That sounds great. Look forward to it, Paul.
All right. Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
Take care. Turn two. Turn two.
Come on, let me pitch to you.
Somewhere along the lines there, someone had a baseball, so we started playing baseball. One thing led to another. We were turning double plays. This bat's a little heavy.
Perfect pitch, watch.
And Amirati was throwing perfect pitches, he says. And then we busted out the ninja sword and Julianne a few baseballs.
You got to get closer and lob it.
What are you, out of your mind?
It's a clean cut.
It's a clean cut.
It's recommended that everyone here be able to have some form of combat training.
That's what? It's just slightly.
Ricky Cutter, way in half.
Dude, that is freaking awesome.
You know, this is the kind of stuff that we used to get into when Mikey was back at the shop. And we really have been all business since he left. So it's good to see the craziness hasn't totally left the building with him.
Pull that off there,
Mike. You are
is that ridiculous? Oh, damn, will that grow back? Yes!
You can put it on the board!
Dude, that was awesome.
Dude.
Two parts hit that blue barrel.
That is awesome.
Look at that thing's short, man.
It shaves hair, man.
You're shaking. Whoa.
Holy
pull that off there, Mike. Is that ridiculous? Right. Damn, will that grow back? This is my sword. There are many like it, but this one is mine. I am useless without my sword, and my sword is useless without me.
I can't believe how clean it cut it.
I'm impressed that he hit it.
That was freaking awesome.
A while back, I started taking piano lessons from Ann here at the Algonquin Music School. Since leaving OCC, I've been sort of trying to figure out what it is I want to do with my life. I always liked playing the keyboard, so I decided it was time to get better at it. And I am primed to learn. When I was at OCC, I never really felt like I could do this sort of thing. But now that I have the chance, I'm trying to take full advantage of it. I'm starting to kind of grasp the concept of notes and really pull together my finger dexterity.
That's as far as you went, right?
Well, I dabbled in
good.
This. Would
That's
you like to hear me?
Sure would.
And then I think it's... And then I can't think of the next one. I learned a lot from the lessons I've been taking. And Ann feels that I could be ready soon to give a small recital. So she's given me the piece Joyful, Joyful, or Ode to Joy by Ludwig von Beethoven.
Pick it up and play it on the F and G. Good. Again.
The song is actually very recognizable, and it's very enjoyable to play. I'm starting to get the hang of it, and I think once I pull all the notes together and really get it down, I can put this baby down pat and play as good as Ludwig.
Yeah, pick up again. Good. Mikey's lesson was great today. He latched on very well. And he started his piece that he's going to play for a little recital soon. I would like him to perform as soon as possible so that he can entertain his friends his family. He has a good aptitude for it. And so I think he's going to be great. Keep going with the pedal down.
So we're back on the Mark Burley bike today, getting a lot of things done. Mike's working on the exhaust, and Rick's working on the gas tank. He decided to add a couple more touches to it to make it more unique, and everything's coming together as planned.
What are you working on, the exhaust already?
Quinn helped me get it. No, I'm finishing the seat pan. I just cut this. I just want to make sure that this is good and symmetrical.
Yesterday I was out sick. When I came in this morning, these guys got a lot done yesterday. All right, Einstein, figure it out. This is not that hard. What do you want to do? So when I started this morning, I just started helping Jason with the seat pan. What? Starting to piss me off already. Why you got to get up there?
Because I want to make sure that the seat pan's in the center.
Just get it where you want it.
I don't want it yet. I got to shave this down.
All right, shave it down. This guy's a buddy of yours. Get the bike done. He wants us. I actually spent the day yesterday having a stress test, and I think that a good part of the reason why I need to have a stress test is because of guys like Jason.
Okay, tack that.
Move your hand. Move your hand. Bully and Mikey aren't here anymore, but I think that Jason's kind of filling their position. He's just a little difficult to work with in a sense of he doesn't like to take direction. Give me that plate.
No, here, we'll do it after. You know?
All right, I'm losing patience.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm on the wrong side of the bike for him to be losing patience, too.
That's it. We should have been done with it probably an hour and a half ago. I think that we finally got it where we want it, and I think that the next thing we're gonna move on to is the exhaust.
I need you to get a piece of pipe and these baseballs and just start rifling ground balls at me. Me and Mike thought it was a good idea to take a break in the middle of the day today and take some ground balls here off the concrete. Just pepper them, you know? Just, like, bring them.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, good hop.
Come right up. Might not have been the best idea with a lead pipe and some corked baseballs because they were coming at me really quick, man. And played third base a lot, but... nothing quite that fast, you know?
This is just stupid. Come on! Ah, yeah!
He was hitting them pretty hard, and one of them caught me in the no-no spot.
That's why you should have been wearing a cut! Good catch.
And it hurt bad.
This morning, came back in, started working on the gas tank. The other day, I pretty much had everything figured out. I widened the tank that I was going to use, widened like 2.5 inches. And today, really, I just started working on just extending some of the lower pieces. I want to put a little more of an arc to it, a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back. Just lengthen a little bit and just try to match the tank a little bit more to the frame. We're good.
Hey, Rick, what do you think of this?
That's just too damn common.
This here?
Yeah. You want to do something, you just want to have a really badass kind of look to it.
Yeah.
Just gnarly. Badass in your face, you.
Real gnarly.
Yeah. You say gnarly, I say you.
Yeah. That's the look. Yeah, you know, the exhaust was kind of a tricky one because I always wanted it to kind of curl back up, kind of like a cat's tongue. But it didn't really work like that. And then we did the regular bologna slices on it. And it still looked cool, but... me and Mike and Rick just weren't happy with it. So Mike went back in and made a million different bends and a million different cuts. There we go.
Look how much better that is.
And he's got something now that looks really cool.
Watch your eyes.
I'll look right at it. I'm a man. I'm a man's man.
I'm a man's man. And the whole team's happy with, so... look forward to seeing that finished.
Where the freak is that drawer with all the hammers?
Yeah, I'm pretty much what I'm doing is I'm just kind of hanging out around the lift here.
These were Paul's. But he never used them because he used everybody else's.
That's why they hold brand new.
I'm out here and I'm going to straighten up some of these tools that Paulie had and never used. And the reason why he never used them is because he used everybody else's.
Man, this guy got all triples of everything.
Rick's got a bad attitude today, so I got to kind of keep an eye on that.
Rick, what is wrong with you today, Rick?
You know how many tools I've been borrowed today already?
Everything's pissing you off.
You know what I could do? I could just start charging.
I don't know what his problem is, but Rick, you say one thing wrong, I'll come over there and take that sword that's behind you and stick it right in your heart.
Ooh. All right, this is the deal. I came in this morning, Senior had all my all up, all my tools, everything was just laying out all over the place. He was the only one that was in here last night, because I worked late, he was here after I left. So I knew it was him, and I came in this morning, all my crap was all over the place.
Cripes sakes.
We got so much tools around here. Ridiculous.
You know, what's real interesting, you know, it used to be Paulie would, you know, leave a lot of tools out and just be really messy. And I think just from him not being around, it's kind of like rubbing off on Senior now. So I'm sure he's not going to appreciate that, but he is. He's just becoming really messy, and it's a shame.
Jeez.
All right, so it's ready.
That exhaust came out really nice, man, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, it did.
So we finished up all the work on the Burley bike today, as expected, and I'm just thrilled with the way it turned out. You know what? It was a real team effort. Everyone gave 110%, and now it's just time to break everything down for paint and chrome. You know, I hope they turn this thing out in a hurry because I'm dying to get out to Chicago and surprise Mark with this bike.
You're ready. Send her out.
On the way. Watch that toolbox behind you.
All right, we're here at Orange County Powder Coating, and we're going to powder coat Paulie's Coleman grill.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike. Hey, what's up, Mike? What's going on?
The reason me and Michael are here, I want to make sure that I got my hands in it. You know, this is my first project as Paul Jr. Designs, and Coleman's a very important company to me, and I just wanted to make sure that I was involved in every step of the process. Now, let me ask you a question. Once I spray the powder on and it sticks, how long does it go in the oven for?
45 minutes.
45 minutes? Can you put different colors in there, or you just put one color?
It's got to be one color. There's air turbulence in there.
Oh, so
it'll contaminate. Yeah.
You know, you have to do them separately so you don't have cross-contamination of the two powder coats. You don't want black with silver speckles, and you don't want silver with black speckles. So you have to treat them completely separately and really heat them and powder coat them isolated from each other. Mike, are you going to do some sandblasting, or what?
I'll do some sandblasting.
I guess Mikey can prep.
Sand, I can blast.
Oh, we got plenty of that. You want a outfit to put on because it's pretty dirty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take an outfit. Why not? What do you got? Sort of a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Today I'm wearing sort of a spaceman hazmat suit / Elvis jumpsuit.
He's back!
Yeah, you know, I get to kind of take on a different character, if you will, when I put on a suit like this. I kind of feel like dancing.
Okay.
You all set?
Yeah, let's
go. I got some pieces in there all set up to blast.
This suit is pretty much to keep all the fine powders from the glass beads in the sandblasting from getting all over my body. Plus, it's fun to wear.
I'm blind!
You know, I brought Michael because I thought that he would come in handy. He actually has more experience than I do with powder coating, and I figured he can give me a hand, you know?
So, want to do a piece?
Let's do it.
Let's get it on.
You know, spraying the powder out of the gun is a lot like just airbrushing. I've done a little bit of both, and they're pretty similar. I wouldn't say I'm a professional at either, but it kind of works itself on there by itself, pretty much. You know, after we spray the powder on the materials, they kind of get ushered over to a large oven and baked for about 45 minutes to an hour at about 400 degrees.
Very nice. Look at that shine. Look at that shine.
You know, today we used one stage black and a one stage silver. Black looks phenomenal.
It does.
This is my first project, so it's just important for me to be hands-on through the entire thing. All right, so we'll let that cool.
And then we'll wrap it up and I'll carry it out of here and ship it. The whole idea is to get this stuff to Coleman so that when we get out there, we're able to do the final prototype assembly. And I'm going to be involved in the process. And, you know, this is just me helping them get in the right direction. Because there is a client out there that has to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to order these grills in a large quantity. So we got to give them one prototype and see how they like it. I'm hoping they're going to love it. Thanks again, guys.
So long.
Hey, there's another box of parts over there. Is that all our chrome?
What's happening? What you guys doing?
Making a mess.
Starting to assemble a bike.
Your buddy's.
What's going on?
Your buddy's bike.
So today's day one of assembly of the Mark Burley Chicago White Sox chopper. It's finally here. It's out of paint. It's out of chrome. It's like Christmas morning. Opened up all these parts. It's cool. Whenever you can do a project that you have a lot of passion about and you really want to do it, it makes it a lot easier.
Did you get the wheels, Jason?
Yep.
What was his, what's his number?
56. Mark Burley. It's his personal bike. It's going to be in his garage. You know, he's going to have it forever. It's always going to be in his family. And it's cool, you know. He's a professional baseball player. He's a great guy. And I hope he likes the bike.
So do you actually watch these ball games?
Yeah.
You do.
You know what I do? I watch them on MLB.tv, and you can watch condensed games in 12 minutes.
Get the f*** out of here.
It's awesome, dude. And, like, I'm kind of ADD, DHD.
With another D in there?
Yeah, HD.
HD.
You're an HD,
ADD? High definition.
You're I'm a high definition I'm a high nut.
I'm undiagnosed.
One of the things with the wheels are we put baseballs on them, and JQ actually made two halves, and one side of the wheel actually had like a locking setup that one of the baseballs could lock in place, and the other one would basically just screw down on a stud onto the other half. And we needed just a little wrench actually to get in there, to, just to snug them up, to make sure these things don't come flying off when, you know, Mark's out riding a bike. JQ made up a wrench for me, and they locked down perfectly.
All right, baby, we got a wheel. Well, maybe it won't fall over as easy.
That would be nice.
Don't you fall, you crazy son of a... Go gentle now, get close.
We almost got the bike into a full roller today, which is good. And Christian even got started on some of the wiring. So tomorrow we should be able to put the full bike together. You know, I'm really excited about how this is coming together, and I just can't wait to see more of it.
You ready like that?
Yep. Watch your side, Rick.
Just watch here, end over. Today we got working back on Mark Burley's bike. We were able to get into a full roller. We got the tranny locked down, the primary all together.
Here, hold on.
There you go. Rick.
Put the foot pegs on.
Put it in good, right? The wheels look good, don't they?
Yeah, they look great. Struts look awesome.
Can we put the rest of the primary on here?
You
I think
put,
that's funny.
You can put the stator in.
Huh?
Senior came out today and started doing the primary. I tried helping him, but there's this one part, a stator. It's a little bit of luck and a lot of magic to get it to actually work. I think you need to come from...
I think I've done this 50 times, all right? Stop thinking.
You know, Senior's always stressing out for something, for some reason. Fair enough.
Senior was doing pretty good. He's actually been a lot calmer lately. He gets a little aggravated once in a while when things just don't fall right back on and go his way. Wow, this is a tough one. You get her? No, this is one of them.
It was just not fun. So we got Mike to help us out with that.
I give her no respect. That's why I get her. She's a tough one, ain't she? Come on, baby. Come on.
You guys having a problem with the stator, huh? Problem is, you gotta put ketchup on it.
Senior's definitely a lot calmer. It seems that since he doesn't have to babysit his two children, because I think they were just driving him nuts there for a while. And that's the only thing that I can really think about it, because I don't think they changed his prescription, so.
Yep,
here we go. Keep all the good work. Keep doing more time with this, huh? This is just spreading out.
Oh, it's crazy, see?
I decided basically enough is enough with this thing. We screwed around plenty, and it's time to make this thing fit. All right, let's see what happens now. It's either gonna work, or I'm gonna fling it right through Ronnie's window. Let me get it up here now.
That's it, dude. We got it.
Mike ended up shaving it down, slamming it through there. Got it done.
There you go. Excellent, man. All right, perfect. Holy macaroni.
I gotta go rest.
arrest.
That was tough, huh? Yeah, we did pretty well today. Those guys finally got the stator seated, and we were able to knock out a bunch of little stuff. No, she looks good.
Yeah, it looks great.
But it all adds up, and we should be able to finish this tomorrow.
What else can I do with these?
Jason's got a window that needs something. You haven't broke nothing for a while.
Don't even tell me that, all right, Rick?
When was the last window you broke?
We had a nice explosion.
That don't count.
We could hit the clock. We could hit the clock. We haven't hit the clock in a while. Go get your ball. We got to do this from a distance, make it interesting. The guys were looking kind of sluggish around the lift this morning, so I figured I'd get their blood pumping with a little bit of old-fashioned destructive behavior. We're going to see who hits the clock. When you hit the clock, then it's a dollar. Everybody has to give you a dollar.
And here comes the pitch. Oh, just a bit outside. Oh, and Jim Quinn. Oh, and it's a dance.
Yeah. I hit it the wrong way.
Oh, oh my God.
Hey, you made me feel good.
We had a real hard time trying to hit it. Unfortunately, we dented up our nice new toolbox section pretty good. But it was fun trying to hit it. Came close.
Oh, Amirati, you're up.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Again, there's my dollar. Pay the guy.
We give him a dollar?
Pay the guy. You know, a little harmless fun's a great motivator.
No.
It definitely got the guys fired up, and stuff started getting done on the bike.
Hold on, home. Just take your time.
So, you know, we were working on the Mark Burley bike, and someone suggested, hey, let's sort of seat down there.
What are you doing there, Jason Fool?
Putting the seat on? Right away, you just knew something was wrong.
That's not pretty, pal.
Whoa. Dude, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it, Rick.
You put it on, and the graphic that's on the rear fender was totally hidden and obscured by the seat. Because that looks fine.
It does. That looks really good.
Oh, my God. I wish I would have seen this earlier, though. It's a large seat. It's a small fender. Basically, fender looks awesome. Seat looks awesome.
The seat is so big.
It's just not going to work out. So I had to go get Ronnie and get Rob, figure out what we got to do to make it work.
Huge.
It's a big seat.
So you lose that whole graphic part,
the paint,
you know?
Yeah, the
you
scheme.
Lost the whole thing. So you got 3 inches there.
Yeah.
Graphic was too low for the fender. I wouldn't feel good about sending it out like that. You know, it would look better if it was, that whole graphic was moved to more to the edge of the fender. So you got to take the tire off. And...
Well, not for these to get to the nuts. What it is, it's actually to get these bolts out here. Oh, yeah, we got the rear fender pretty well situated. Rob's going to do the necessary changes that we need to do. Shouldn't be that time-consuming, hopefully.
It's going to be hard coming over to strut bolts.
Okay.
What's up? How you doing today, Paul?
Where's the rear fender on this thing?
Hello, mishap. What happened with the rear fender, Rick?
The seat covered the paint.
See, there you go. That was a good one, Rick. That was simple.
Are you telling me the truth, Rick?
Yeah, he's gonna repaint it.
You know, apparently there was a problem with the rear fender when I left yesterday. So to make sure that the bike gets done today, I'm gonna give these guys a helping hand.
We're so good.
What I got, Rick?
Oh, you got the fender.
All right. Fender.
Gently. Senior brought out the fender. Rob and Phil did a really quick turnaround on it. That looks much better, don't it?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
We got it on the bike. It looks a whole lot better, like it's meant to be that way.
You got them pipes clean, dude? Fire it up. Come on.
Yeah. You get it fired up. Sounds awesome. Sounds mean. It looks good. As a White Sox fan, this is a huge deal for me. To be able to be part of this. And I think other White Sox fans and fans of Mark Burley are going to be totally psyched when they see this bike. And I hope it does it justice, you know, and I hope he really appreciates it and takes care of it. Yeah, it's great, man.
It's awesome, man.
Mike?
Baseball has been a very, very good to me.
Good job.
That's it, man. Good deal.
So, Senior asked me to take the Burley bike out. What a bike, man. It's loud, it's got the power, it was turning heads. It was a lot of fun, man. It's It's cool. It's all this built up to getting to ride it for me. That's the highlight. And not to mention, this is Mark's bike. So I did what any other White Sox fan would do. I rode it, and I rode it like it wasn't mine. So now we just pack the bike up. It gets shipped out to Chicago. Me and Senior are flying in, and we're going to surprise him, and Senior's going to run this thing right into his swimming pool.
Yeah, we're out in Chicago, and it's time to ride the bike in to surprise Mark Burley. It should be pretty cool. I just think that Jason is he's like a kid in a candy store right now.
Does it look good? Looks clean, right?
So I think this is more for him than anything else.
Okay, you ready? Let's get him in. So we're outside Mark Burley's house. It's pretty cool. Senior is going to ride the bike in. Because I think I would crash it right now. What's up? Dude, you got a chopper.
I think he was a little bit annoyed because he thought somebody was kind of just making noise. I think, is this the right house?
Oh, huh?
I was inside and just kind of came out here. And I come around the corner, I see him sitting there. And I really didn't know exactly what was going on at first.
When we got here.
Chopper. So you know what, it worked out. Mark was totally surprised by the bike. It just worked out perfect. What's up, man?
How you doing?
This is your biggest fan in the world.
Yeah. Signed it for you.
Come on,
yeah, you know what, I got to explain all the details that we poured into this bike. Well, it's 100% custom OCC chopper. Got the scoreboard, LEDs in there flashing. Everyone on our team really turned out a really cool product. So it's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome.
See all the zeros?
See all the zeros?
Remember that? Remember that? That was a good game. You remember that one? I can't thank Senior enough for dragging me along on this one, and it's something I'll forever remember. We got some junk balls going on, all right? I'm just psyched to be part of this, and I hope he rides the hell out of the bike.
I don't know if I really looked over enough to realize what all of it is, but just looking at it right now, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, sit on it, see if it fits, man.
Yeah, sit on.
Just watch your sneakers on those pipes.
Yeah, watch your leg.
Nah, it's perfect.
I think I can do this.
So nice. Down the mirrors too.
I had high expectations, but it definitely exceeded all of my expectations. It's phenomenal. It turned out incredible. I love it.
So everybody knew about it but me, huh? Kept it away from me. Do you know about this? This is probably the most surprise I've ever been in my life. I mean, other than I think the first time coming and telling me my wife was pregnant with our first kid.
Didn't really not know?
No, I had no clue. You got me.
I'm just glad I surprised you.
No, you did. Good job.
Come in.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
How you feeling?
Nervous.
Yeah? Breathe. Take deep breaths.
Today is my piano recital. I've been taking lessons for a couple months now, and all that time in practice has led up to this point. I didn't think I'd get this nervous.
Good to have some anxiety.
My mother came in and actually helped me put on my whole tuxedo and my outfit and straighten out my bow tie.
You don't want to try to unbutton that button?
No, I can breathe. And it went quickly from being nervous to being very emotional. And I really enjoyed that, and I kind of seeked a lot of solace in that, and just told myself that, you know, there are far more important things in life than being nervous for a piano recital when you're 30 years of age. Hello, everybody. Thank you for showing up. This is Anne, my piano teacher.
Hi. Hi.
I'm really nervous, so I'm going to make this short. I'm going to play some original music, and then I'm going to play Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Hopefully you enjoy it. And with that said, I'm going to head to the piano here. When I came here today, I was ready to have a panic attack. I was squirrely, nervous. My stomach hurt. I wanted to throw up. I wanted to run away. But the thing that drove me was the thrill. I had such a thrill going out there and quaking. I mean, my hands were shaking. I've only invited a select few people. My mother, of course, my brother and Rachel. And I invited my dad. I didn't really expect him to show up. But I suppose it would have been nice if he had.
You know, I think Michael has put a lot of lessons in, and I think he's been looking forward to really playing for my mother. I think that was his whole thing.
Mikey's recital was a surprise to me. I've heard him rehearse the Beethoven piece a couple of times, but not his original piece. And I really was blown away.
You know, I didn't think I would get so emotional when I played my own piece of music. I've been working on it for about a year and a half, 2 years. It's a sad piece, and I think maybe that's a reflection of the tears of a clown. I'm not here to really dissect myself emotionally, but I had a wonderful time playing it, and I felt like I drained all the negative energy inside of myself and filled it with positive. I really got something out of it, a real charge, a real juice. Could come up here to help me out with my practice piece.
He did fabulous work. He really did. He's so talented. He has his whole life to pick up and continue if he wants to, and I think he does because he loves the piano.
You know, this is really proof that it's never too late, and I'm gonna just do my best to force music on my children.